Obviously, when the planning committee got together this year to talk about what would be on the program, Hurricane Harvey had just happened in Houston, so it seemed like a natural opportunity to start talking about what we as attorneys and planners have to deal with in addressing disaster, particularly post-disaster recovery issues. I actually started with the city of Houston during Harvey. The third day of Harvey was my first day of work, which means I couldn't get into the office. I couldn't get out of my neighborhood, much less get into the office if it hadn't been flooded too. But gone was my assumption that, you know, I'd get to spend my days in, you know, creative pursuits with the planning department, thinking about all of the interesting ways that we could accomplish planning goals without the tool of zoning. Suddenly, the challenges became very much more real and very much more impactful. So I spent my first few couple of weeks really looking at FEMA rules, looking at options and opportunities for communities to really look at rewriting their ordinances for redevelopment following a disaster, what you could do with subdivision regulations, building regulations, construction codes, green infrastructure design, and yes, zoning. Again, not in my toolbox. How many of you have lived in a community that has flooded or have represented a community that has flooded? You know, this isn't about living near a river or living near the lake or living near a reservoir that gets the gates opened in the middle of the night. It's not about living on the coast. Both LaGrange and Bastrop saw flooding during Harvey, as a result of Harvey. So it's not, you know, these kind of storms are happening more frequently, and they're not respective, really, of all those lines we draw on a map that say, well, I'm not in the floodplain. Why did I flood? Because the waters are going to go where the waters are going to go.